Your children get out on their own and make a wayward decision. Thus, the results is this. Now, you know, your son being arrested, he was taken to a juvenile court in West Texas, charged for sexual assault of a minor. When I got there, I was told that he needs an attorney. My son was placed on probation. Now, see, we're going really fast now.
Yeah.
You know, did you get the lawyer? They were told he needed a lawyer. My son was placed on probation. Something's left out. And he didn't succeed at this at all, meaning he violated probation. Now, your son right here is hard-headed. Let's just be real. I know you want to consider your son a victim, but what probation says is you can't come back down here for no reason at all, or we're going to give you this time and some more. Mm-hmm. That's what they're saying to you. Now, you said, instead of saying your son committed another crime or something, you said your son didn't succeed at this at all. Mm-hmm. I let my son be railroaded as a minor in the state of Texas. The oldest of two minors in question is charged with sexual assault. My son went off to college and was on probation. Okay, that means your son succeeded. He got off probation. He was on probation in college. If he didn't complete it, he would be sent to jail. My son would be 23 years old next month, and he's being punished for having sex with a minor when he was a minor himself, all because a girl asked him to come over with his cousin. I felt this need to be heard by the... you're not asking us for any help. You just wanted other parents to be aware of this. And we do appreciate you being an open and honest about your situation. I'm a bit confused by your letter, though.
Yeah.
You're saying now that your son is off at college. Your son went off to college and was on probation. If he didn't complete it, he would be sent to jail. That's what they do. That's what probation is. You're property of the state. They own you. They got dibs on you. There's a lot of people living under probation. I've been on probation before. But see, once they told me, don't come back down here, guess what I did? I ain't go back down there. Mm. Now, your son need to sit his little stupid behind down somewhere. He 23. He too old for this. Now, he got to sit his tail down somewhere. You cannot break the law when you're on probation and expect anything good to happen. Let's just really have a real conversation here. So even though you've left out much in the letter and I don't know all the particulars, your son, if he continues to do wrong, but at least get off probation. Do that. Don't do nothing for 5 years. Don't do nothing for 8 years, whatever the probation period is. Go to college. Be a college student. You know, I hate people with like this right here. Thug and college student don't go in the same sentence. You can't. You one or the other now.
No.
So come on now. You know, talk to your son. Get your son to realize that he's put himself in a position, even though he was a minor, and I don't agree with the ruling originally, but it is what it is now. Now we got to deal with it.
You could tweet me, Instagram me for your comments on this strawberry letter, @MyGirlShirley.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.